Okay, so we're holding Erevin Daf Mem Amid Beis. Today's Daf was Daf Mem we did this morning. Erev Hashan now, we're doing Daf Amir Tashem, we're doing Daf Mem Aleph now, tomorrow's Daf. So just to get our bearings, we actually had two Shilas earlier in today's Daf, and we have a third now that we're up to. Two Shilas from Rabbah that Rabbah posed in the presence of Rav Huna. Both unbelievably related to the two Shilas we had so far were both Rosh Hashanah Shilas. The first Shilas was, do we mention Rish Chaydish on Rosh Hashanah? Do we mention, make any mention of the specific, you know, obviously Rosh Hashanah is also Rish Chaydish. Do we make any mention of Rish Chaydish on Rosh Hashanah in the Tefillah? That was Shilas number one. And ultimately the work as outcome in that was that we do not. The next Shilas was, do we make a Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah? Very relevant for tonight. Do we make a Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah? And the answer, the ultimate response was that yes, we make a Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah, we make a Shechianu on Yom Kippur even without a drink, which is really the next point. The other psak was, in that conversation, we make a Shechianu even without a cup of wine, you can make a Shechianu istam. So again, the earlier psak that we had today was, first, we do not mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. It's included in the davening. That was the first psak, the first shayla Rabbi Esther Funa, and that's the Gemara's outcome. And the second shayla that Rabbi Esther Funa was about saying Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. And the answer was, yes, we do make Shechianu, and we also derive from there, we make Shechianu even without a kais. Those are the early shaylas. We're going to continue on different shaylas that Rabbi posed to Rav Yosef. Okay, so that says the Gemara. We are holding Mem Amid Beis. We are right at the two dots, three lines at the bottom of the page. Rabbi says, Kevinam Bei Rav Huna, we are by Rav Huna, Ibaylan. We have the next following Shaila. Bei Bar Rav, the Yasub Batanisim Mali Shabbata. Talmud of the Yeshiva, who's fasting on Erev Shabbat, he's fasting on a Friday. Ma'alash Lume, is he allowed to complete the fast or not? Is he allowed to complete the fast into Shabbos or not? Right? Because we don't fast on Shabbos, obviously. Could he complete the fast into Shabbos? Le'hav biyadei. So, the answer was not in his hands. Meaning, Rabbi, again, this, just like we had before, Rav Huna didn't have an answer. Here, Rav Huna doesn't have an answer. Last time he didn't have an answer, he went to Rav Yehuda, he had an answer. Us came to Rav Yehuda, Rabbi came to Rav Yehuda, v'lo'i have yehuda, and it wasn't in his hands either. So before we even get to see any answers, Rav is going to have an answer. Rabbi, Rav Huna, and Rav Yehuda were stumped. Rav is going to give an answer. Before we get there, why are we talking specifically about Bei Bar Rav? We're right at the bottom of Mem Amid Beis, and we're saying that a Bei Bar Rav, Talmud Chacham, a student from the yeshiva who's fasting on Friday, is he allowed to complete his fast? So the Torah explains that it was the derech, and he actually brings right from our Gemara. It was a derech of Talmid Chacham to fast on Fridays. Why would they do that? Beis Yosef elaborates for two reasons, both like physical and spiritual. First of all, we know on Shabbos we get into Shami Yisera, so they'd fast on Fridays kind of to prepare their body more to be more readily available to connect with the Shami Yisera. And also, of course, we know there's an inyan that a person's supposed to be hungry for through the Shabbos. As a matter of fact, the Martinus says very strong things about people that eat big meals on Friday and lose their appetite for Shabbos. That's obviously the opposite extreme. It says very strong things in negative fashion, Le'aleinu, about people that don't maintain an appetite for Friday night. So fasting brings both milas. It's as a mile of ruchnius, like it's an element of tshuva, preparing for the Shami Seira, and it's an element of making sure to be able to eat and enjoy on Shabbos meal. Rabbi Yushalmi says Rabbi Oven would actually fast every Friday. Yushalmi says Rabbi used to fast every Friday. L'maisuk, other Achreinim, they argue on this tour, and they don't argue on the concept, but they say we have Gemaras that say that the Talmid Chacham used to fast every day. And we're talking about Talmid Chacham, they were perish from food, they would eat at night, but during the day they would fast. And the Gemara is just asking, these people that fast every day, what happens when the fast is on Friday? What happens with the Friday fast? So Lav Dafka is this Gemara Raya to the other, these Achreinim say to the tour, Lav Dafka is right to the tour that there's a special idea of fasting on Friday. It could just be that these people fast every day, and our Shaila was only relevant to Friday. But again, I've already spoken out, the Yushalmi said Rav Oven used to fast on Fridays in particular. So we see there is some sort of backing, not from this Gemara, but from the Yishalmi, backing to the tour, that there's some sort of inyan for the people to fast on Friday. L'maisa, the Mishabura brings the minig today is not to fast on Friday, unless he knows that eating any food, a little bit of food, is going to diminish his appetite, and he won't be able to eat on Shabbos, and then he should fast. But otherwise, we specifically do not fast on Friday, and that's actually going to be, obviously, a big part of this Gemara. Going into Shabbos fasting, is that okay? Is that a steer to Shabbos or not? So the child came in front of Rabbah, in front of Funa, Rabbah brought it to Funa, and Rav Yehuda, they didn't have an answer. Amar Rav Nechzinan. Rav said, let us see. Let's analyze ourselves. The time we learned in a Brisa. Tisha B'Av Shechalesh B'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos. So when Tishrei falls on Shabbos, it's top of the Amid. V'chein erev Tishrei falls on Chol Shabbos, or even erev Tishrei falls on Shabbos. What's the halacha? Aichol v'sheisa kol tzarkei when the top of your mouth and off. Aichol v'sheisa kol tzarkei umala al shulchanai afilu kusuda shleimi b'shaitei. He can eat all types of food and everything he wants. He can eat the full fledged meals, even like suda shleimi b'shaitei. What's the halacha of suda shleimi b'shaitei? Shleimi melech is that, of course, he's a melech and had lots of elegant meals. But b'shaitei means Rashi points out because shleimi melech, we know he was a melech and he was a hedyot at one point. He was demoted from his malchus at some point. So we're talking about when we say Suda Shleima, we mean Suda Shleima B'Shaiteh, when he was on the throne as a king. You could make such a big meal, such a big feast on Shabbos, even when it's Tisha B'Av. What's the even when it's Erev Tisha B'Av? Of course, why not? So Rashi explains because there's a halacha that the last meal in Erev Tisha B'Av, you're supposed to be eating normally, or it's not Shabbos, you're supposed to eat only one food, only one dish. You're not supposed to have more than one cooked food in that meal. You're supposed to minimize, it's supposed to be a simple meal. That's what we have. We usually eat a meal to fill ourselves up, and then we have the Suda Mafsek separately. So over here on Shabbos, you don't have to worry about this Suda Mafsek separately. You can eat a Suda Shleim B'Shaiteh on Erev Tisha B'Av that happens to be on Shabbos, when Shabbos is the 8th of Av, or even if Shabbos is the 9th of Av, the Tisha B'Av itself, eat a full fish meal. Okay. Chali has Tishba Be'erv Shabbos, but if Tishba falls on an Erev Shabbos, then Mevin like Beitz of Eichel, Kadesh Leikonis of Shabbos, Kshum Unna. Unbelievable. When Tishba falls on Friday, when Tishba falls out on Shabbos, then you eat a regular day as if it's no fast, right? We know we actually push it off to Sunday. Well, Gemara will touch on that later. But eat a regular meal, regular day. You don't change the way you're eating on Shabbos when it's Tishba. When Tishba falls out on Friday, you fast. However, you don't fast the whole day till evening. You eat just an egg. The reason why they say an egg is because it's a minimum amount of food that can, the egg is a minimum amount of food that can satiate the person. It's not coming in starving, but it's not a lot of food. You're still not supposed to indulge. You're still Tishba. So he eats an egg. So you shouldn't go with the Shabbos Munda. What do you see? You see very clearly that a Tisha B'Av is not just a public fast, a fast of the Tzibur, which we should get back, I'll get back to that in a second. Tisha B'Av is not just a public fast. Tisha B'Av is the strongest, besides Yom Kippur, is the strongest fast. And we're saying still, on Friday, one should not complete Friday into Shabbos in a matzah of a fasting. They should eat at least an egg, eat something going into Shabbos. Certainly when one has a private fast, he said, Milchama that made these private fasts on Friday, they certainly shouldn't go into Shabbos fasting. One quick point, again, then when the Mara says, Mahulash Lume, in the original Shaila, could they finish these fasts or not? What does it mean finish the fast? So does it mean finish the fast till Tseis, till late in the evening? Does it mean finish till Shkia? There's a big discussion in the Mefarshim. Rashi seems to learn it means regular finishing the fast, completing the fast like you would normally, which would mean till Tseis. Ravid, however, says, that's for sure, Rashi. There's no way you can finish the fast till Tseis, going into Shabbos, and continue on fast all the way till Tseis, when it's clearly Shabbos, right? The Shaila was to complete the fast till Shkia, meaning we take our Shabbos a little early. We sometimes daven Ma'ariv even earlier. We daven Plag, or we daven earlier. You let her complete the fast till Shkia, but the Tzeisi for sure can't complete the fast, which really gets into the whole topic that there's discussions how long a fast generally goes. There's really three types of fast. There's a Tainus Tzibur, there's a Tainus Yachid, those are basic. Tainus Tzibur is the scheduled regular fast. Tainus Tzibur also could be a case where they called together Tainus Tzibur because there was a Tzara, they didn't have rain or some other Tzara in the community where they called together a fast. And then you have a Tainus Yachid, that's a Yachid making his own fast, taking by himself, which is Mamish Arshayla. Then you have a specific Tainus Yachid that's very strong, actually. We have a Tainus Yachid, which is a person who has a bad dream, a Tainus Chalem. A Tainus Chalem from a bad dream, that's a Tainus Yachid, but that fast, actually, that fast is Deicha Shabbos. That fast is not Stam, that fast is even Deicha. Is even Deicha Shabbos. So we're focused over here on either we're talking about Tainus Yachid, his own fast, and the question is, according to the Ravid, could he fast till Shkia? Certainly not till Tseis. According to Rashi, even till Tseis. But again, a normal fast of the Tzibur normally would certainly go to Tseis. And we're saying that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, we break the fast, we make sure to have an egg before Shabbos, not to go to Shabbos fasting. So seemingly, the Mara is being a raya. It doesn't really spell it out for us, but it's pretty clear. The Mara is saying, Kol Shekein, when it comes to a personal, private fast, you will not go into Shabbos fasting, you have to break the fast. However, we're going to see it's not so simple. The rest of this Amud, we're going to see very clearly, it's a machlekes. It's going to be machlekes these following two Tanayim, right now in this next Gemara. Tanya, yes. It's really going to come up in the Gemara later that you fast on Sunday, which is what we do till today. You fast on Sunday, and there's actually a lumdish conversation in the Achrayim is getting into a motif of which is maybe what you're touching on as well. Is it that in those years the 10th is Tisha B'Av? Or no, the Tisha B'Av is still the 9th, and you're just being mashed on the 10th. We'll get to that soon. It's very geshmak shaila. It has very interesting ramifications. We'll get to that soon. But I would say in the case of Friday, to your question, Lizer, in the case of Friday, I would say that I understand that that's for sure the fast. You're breaking the fast with an egg just in order not to go into Shabbos fasting, but it wouldn't take away from the fact that that's Tisha B'Av, that's the day, and I don't believe there's a need for Tashlumen. Okay, Tanya, Amar Bihuda, Pamacha Sayinu, Yeshu, yeah? That's correct. Tisha B'Av does not follow after Shabbos. That's correct. The Mefarshim speak it out. Correct. That's a fair point. The first to speak out that these Gemaras are talking about before we had the calendar from Hillel. But right, so when the Mekadosh HaChodesh, Tisha B'Av falls on a Friday. In our modern day calendar, Tisha B'Av never falls on a Friday. That's correct. The only fast that actually falls on a Friday is? Very good. Asar B'Davis, yes. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Pamachasini Yeshul Fe'er B'Kiva. One time we were sitting for the B'Kiva. V'Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos, B'Erev Shabbos, yeah. It was Tisha B'Av that fell on a Friday. V'Avila Beit Mugalas, and they poured on Beit Mugalas means like it's a roasted egg. The Lashon Mugalas is because it rolls. It's roasted enough that you can spin it. It rolls. Okay. So they poured him an egg that was lightly roasted. V'Gamma, you'll see from the next words that it was lightly roasted. V'Gamma B'Lemelech, and he swallowed it without salt. Swallowed it sounds like it was almost like a soft boiled egg. He swallowed it without salt. What's the point of saying without salt? He didn't want to indulge and enjoy himself because it was still Tisha B'Av. He has to eat because he can't go into Shabbos fasting, but he didn't want to enjoy himself, so he didn't dip it into salt. Okay, so this is a clear right to the Pesach we just had a minute ago. Now, when Tisha B'Av is on Friday, you don't fast all day. You eat something small just to break your fast. Here, this Rabbi Kiva ate an egg without salt. V'loishay Tavla, he wasn't even hungry for this egg. El Laharis Tamid of Halacha, he wanted to show the Tamid of Halacha that we don't fast going to Shabbos. That's why Rabbi Kiva had this egg. Okay, that is Rabbi Yehuda's version of the events. Rabbi Yasi argues and says, Miss Anna Umash, and one can fast on Friday of Shabbos, when it's Tisha B'Av, and he can complete it into nightfall. He can complete the fast until Imashlim, into Laila. He can complete the fast even when it's Friday, so he's fasting into Shabbos, and that's okay. Some of the first explained that Rabbi Yasi was not just arguing on the din. He's not going to argue on Rabbi Kiva. He's arguing Rabbi Yehuda what the story of Rabbi Kiva was. He's saying you have the version of the events you have is wrong. Rabbi Kiva did not break his fast, or if he broke his fast, he broke his fast. Maybe he wasn't arguing the Metzias. Maybe he broke his fast, but not because he's just trying to show the Talmidim they're not allowed to fast going into Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva must not be not well. He broke his fast because he's not well, because everyone else is allowed to keep the fast all the way into Shabbos. So we have our Shaila was about a regular Tanis Yachid going into Shabbos. Here we have a clear Machlaikas about Tisha B'Av going into Shabbos. Rabbi Yasi saying you can complete the fast into Shabbos, whereas Rabbi Yehuda saying one cannot. Amar Lam Rabbi Yasi. So Rabbi Yasi now, Rabbi Yasi now wants to bring a riot to his side. Yata Maidli, don't you agree to me? When Tishba falls down on Sunday, when do you stop eating? Do you wait till Matzah Shabbos to stop eating? You wait till Abdullah? No. You stop eating while it's still day. You make sure to finish eating your Shal Shuddis. You finish eating your last meal before, you don't have Siddim of Sekkos, we just spoke out before. No Siddim of Sekkos, but you can eat all day, but you finish eating before Shkia. So Amr Le Avol, this is like the third time in like four or five lot, we have Avol meaning yes. Avol is very, it comes up a few places, right? But then we have rights from Tanakh where we use this Lashon, but all of a sudden, and was no one keeping track, but in Erevin, the past four or five blah, we have it at least three times. Avol, Amr Le'Avol, they said, yes, true, you're right that you stop eating on Shabbos. Amr Le'Avol, so he said, says Rabbi Yasi to their Chamim, to Rabbi Yehuda, Mali L'Kadosh B'Av Kishu, what's the difference between going into Shabbos Kishu M'una, Mali L'Kadosh B'Mena Kishu M'una? Meaning, in both these scenarios, whether the fast was on Friday, and it's finishing on Friday night, so you're going to only be fasting a little bit into Shabbos, or when the fast is Sunday, so you start it, because remember, we always overlap, because we don't want to blow our fast right when we start, or right when we end, so we are going to start the fast a little before Shkia, and end Shabbos with a little fasting, and then continue with the fast. What's the difference? The same way you're masking that a Sunday fast starts on Shabbos before Shabbos is over, so the Friday fast will go into Shabbos. You're not going to fast all Shabbos, just go and get the Shabbos, you're fasting. So what's the difference? So the obviously you're realizing there's a huge difference. There's an obvious difference. What's the difference? Shabbos, I eat the whole Shabbos. Most people, especially depending on how much they eat and how much they pace themselves, and especially in the winter Shabbosim, they're not necessarily even hungry for Shal Shabbos. They don't want to eat them at the Shabbos. They're very full. They've had a lot of food. So there's no inui necessarily not eating going out of Shabbos, whereas Friday, if I fast on Friday and I'm starting Shabbos and I'm still not eating, there's inui going into Shabbos. Says if you talk about fasting when you're leaving Shabbos, it's coming on the heels of a full day that he ate, so of course, not a big deal. That's not an inui. So you're going to compare that to going into Shabbos when he's in a matzah suffering from hunger. He didn't eat the whole day, so therefore they said, we're not impressed. We don't agree with your raya. Your raya is not a good, your connection is not a good connection. Okay, so we still have this machlokes Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not you finish a fast of Tisha B'Av on Friday. Again, doesn't come out on our calendar, but a fast of Tisha B'Av falls on a Friday, whether you finish it or not. Rabbi Yasi says yes, Yamashlamit, Rabbi Yehuda says we do not. Amar Ula, Halach Rabbi Yasi, Halach Rabbi Yasi, that the fast is continued into nightfall and one finishes it on Friday. Ask him, Rabbi Yasi, do you do like Rabbi Yasi for a mini revestira? Engos in Tainis al Tzibur, Berosh HaKadoshim, V'Chanukah Purim. We do not make a Tainis on Tzibur, say on Chanukah, on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah Purim, we don't make a fast for these days, which means they used to actually make fasts. It wasn't just, let's say, one fast for one day. They do that maybe on occasion too, but in the Gemara and Tainis, when it discussed them, they had different issues, and they enacted fasts. They would enact like a fast for a Monday, Thursday, Monday, like that. A Monday, Thursday, Monday. So you don't set it up if it's going to end up being that you don't start, let's say if Monday is Purim, you don't start the fasting on Monday. But if you start a system where you have to start fasting, and you start on Monday and Thursday, it ends up being, I mean, most of the times the calendar's already set. It's ready, you're ready in the middle of the month, so you would know. But if it ends up that you started the fast, then you let it continue, you're not mafsik. So you don't set up a fast lechatchila to fall out on Purim or on Hanukkah, or on Rosh Chodesh certainly. Or Rosh Chodesh also not. And Rosh Chodesh is actually the one that could come about without more, it's the easiest to be out of our control because the calendar wasn't set yet, right? You don't know which day Rosh Chodesh is going to be for sure. V'mischilu, once you start it and set it up and it runs into Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah Purim, Imav Sikin, you fast on these days. You don't interrupt the series of fast that you're doing. You fast even on these days. Tivir Rabbi Gamil, Asher Gamil Shita, Amar Rab Meir, Afa Bishar Rabbi Gamil, Imav Sikin, Maitesh Ha'ishem Ashlimim. Even though Rabbi Gamil says, you're not mafsik, you don't stop this pattern of fast. You continue the pattern. Let's say Purim fell out on the Thursday of a Monday, Thursday, Monday. You continue and you fast. He doesn't mean you fast the whole day. You're not mashlim. Rather, you break it, like we said before, by eating an egg before the end of the day. You do something to break it to make sure you don't fast the whole day. V'chein b'tishbav shecholias b'erev Shabbos. And he says the same thing would be by tishbav that falls out on erev Shabbos. You don't allow yourself, you don't fast the entire day. You make sure to break it before the end of the fast. We see very clearly that Rav Meir is saying that even though Rav Gamil says you complete the fast on these days, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, we don't complete it, and Huadin, Tisha B'Av, that falls on a Friday, we don't complete it. So we see very clearly this psak is, Rav Meir is saying, is going like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yehuda, that you complete the Tisha B'Av fast on Friday. The time you learned another brisa, Lachap Tesh Rosh Gamil, after Rav Gamil, they switched the gears, not Rosh Gamil, they switched to Rav Gamil, after the Petir of Rav Gamil was Nifter, Nichlas Abishua, who was the big bar plukta of Rav Gamil, Lahafrest verb, he came in to argue with me, he came in to be made for this, is the lashon used by Nadarim. We did a Torah Nadarim today. Mefer lashon Nadarim of being mefer of. He wanted to invalidate the words of Rabbi Gamil, meaning switch it to go like Rabbi Yaisi, that you could finish the fast. I think Rabbi Yaisi actually lived later, so it doesn't mean he wanted to switch like Rabbi Yaisi. I mean just to switch like that shita that you finish the fast on Tisha B'Av, that's a Friday. Amad Rabbi Yechem Benuri Araglav. Amar Rabbi Yechem, we got up on his feet and said, "Chazi ana de baser reishe guf azel." I see that the body should follow the head, meaning we should follow Rav Gamil for the previous generation, who's greater than us. He was the Pesach in the last generation. He's Nifter. He gave up Psak. We should stick with that Psak and not switch it. Says the Gemara, Klaim Rav Gamil, Kavan Alach Beisai. All the days of Gamil, they were Kavei Alachas like him. Achshav Shatav Bak Shavat Tavarav. Now that he died, says Rabbi Yechem Nuri, you want to switch his Psak? Yeshua ain't Shem Alach Yeshua. We won't listen to you. Shekvar Nikva Alach Rav Gamil. The Alach has already been established. Like Rav Gamil, that what? That one should not complete the fast, even on Tisha B'Av, that falls out on Friday, should not complete the fast. And there's no one there that objected to this statement of Rechanuri, meaning they kept halacha like a Gamil. So what's the first question? Very simple. The first question is, you're telling me, Ula Meir is saying, halacha is like a B'Yasi, they complete the fast of Yom Kippur, when it falls on Erev Shabbos, you complete it into Shabbos, that's like a B'Yasi. But we have a statement from Rav Meir, explaining Rav Gamil, who says that you do not complete the fast on Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, or a Friday, you do not complete the fast. And we have a story that went along with it, that Rabbi Shua tried to change the Psak after Rav Gamil's Nifter, and Rabbi Yechem made a statement that we're not going to change the Psak, we'll leave the Psak as is. We're leaving the psak that you do not complete the fast. How could Ula say Pasuk Rabbeis that we complete the fast when the Gemara seems to have a story that indicates that we pass like Rabbi Gamil, who says we don't complete the fast? Says the Gemara, "Bederish Rabbi Gamil of the Rabbi Gamil." In Rabbi Gamil's dar, they taka kept Rabbi Gamil. When we say his dar, means even if he was nifter, they kept doing it like Rabbi Gamil's mahalach, which is what they did not complete a fast of Tisha B'Av that fell on a Friday. However, generations later, Bederish Rabbi Yaisi of the Rabbi Yaisi, in the dar of Rabbi Yaisi, they did like Rabbi Yaisi, which is by the way like Rabbi Yeshua. In the dar of Rabbi Yaisi, they switched to go like Rabbi Yaisi, which is that they completed the fast, which is what Rabbi Shua was trying to do earlier. He wasn't successful when he tried to make the change, Rabbi Shua, but generations later, they switched it, and they allowed to come, then just allowed. They said that one should complete the fast of Yom Kippur on, even on a Friday. Says Gemara, Uvidarsha Gomil of Karmic Meal. Did they really do a Gomil even in his dar? Vatanya went to the Baisar Marblazar, Berb Tzadik, Ani Mimne, son of Yamin. I am a descendant of son of Yamin. Now Rashi explains what's unique about them. There used to be different families they donated the wood. When the Klai Yisrael, when the short of the basic English, they were short on wood, they donated the wood. So once they did it at a time of need, there was Zeicha that every year they would have a set time that they were at the rights to provide the wood for the Beis HaMikdash, and that day that they had the rights, some provided for longer periods than others, but the day that they, I think the day that started, I'm not sure if it's the day they started or completed, their providing of the wood was the Yom Tov for them, the future generations, it was the Yom Tov. So says, with that in mind, that's the history, says this says Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, I am from the children, the descendants of Bnei Sana ben Miyamin. Pam achas chal Tisha B'Av liyas b'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. V'dechinu, we pointed this out before, this idea, lach Shabbos. And they postponed Tisha B'Av to Sunday, which is what we do till today. When Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, postponed to Sunday, which is really what the Gemara said earlier. The Gemara didn't really address, the Gemara says, when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, we spoke on top of the Amud, you're not able to eat a beautiful meal that day, the whole day, eat no problem. When do you have Tisha B'Av? The next day, Sunday. So that's what we did. We pushed it to Sunday. And what says this Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, continue the story. V'saninu b'ay, we fasted on Sunday like supposed to, but we didn't complete the fast. We didn't complete the fast because it's our yomtiv. Meaning, what does it mean that it's our yomtiv? The Yud Ba'av was the yomtiv for the family of Bnei Sena of Ben Yamin. What was the yomtiv? The yomtiv we just pointed out, the yomtiv Durabanan, because that was the day that they were able to give their wood to the Beis Hamikdash. Their Eitzim was accepted as a carbon from the Beis Hamikdash on that day. And therefore, for them, it was a yomtiv. Since it was a yomtiv, he said we couldn't complete the fast because it was a yomtiv. Let's think what's going on over here. You can't complete the fast on the 10th because it was their yomtiv. So time at the yomtiv. The reason why I didn't complete the fast is because it was a yomtiv. Ha'erev yomtiv mashlimin. We couldn't complete the fast because it was a yomtiv. Be medayik in Rabbi Elazar's story, he didn't complete the fast because the 10th of Av was yomtiv. Sunday in this case was the 10th of Av. That's when the Eil was fasting. He couldn't complete the fast because for him it's yomtiv. Mashma, had it been erev yomtiv mashlimin. Erev Yantiv, they would be mashlim. Ha'erev yomtiv mashlimin, meaning a regular year. Really, it's any year. Every year for this family was Tisha B'Av was Erev their Yomtiv. It's Mashma that irregular year they completed the fast. Just that particular year where it was the 10th of Av, Tisha B'Av was delayed, it was Nitcha, he couldn't complete it because his family had a Yomtiv. So what do you see? We see irregular year, you do complete it. So you see very clearly we go not like, this is Rabbi Tzaddik speaking, we see already back in that generation, they were going not like on Gomil, and they were completing Tisha B'Av, presumably on Erev Shabbos, the same way they're completing it on Erev Yomtiv. Says the Gemara, how could you compare? Amar Avinu Shani Yomtiv Tishal Devrayim, Betech Shabbos Anam Boi Shoyas, Mashlim Boi Arvias, Shabbos, Halav, Emesan, Beishoyas, Emeshiva, Arvias. How could you compare? You're comparing a Yantiv Midrabanan, the Yantiv that these people had on the day they burned the carbon, to Shabbos. How could you compare? Yantiv, Drabanan, you actually can fast part of the day. You can fast an hour or two on the day. There could be a partial tinus on that day. Since you have a partial tinus on the day, so if you have a tinus of Erev, this Yantiv Drabanan, that gets completed at the nighttime of this Yantiv Drabanan, you can finish it, because if I can fast for a few hours of the day, I'm not to complete the fast going into evening. Where Shabbos Kodesh, there's a lucha, you don't fast at all. Anything which has a status of fasting, one can't do. Anything which gets a Torah's fasting, even for hours, you don't even have a Tainus Shoyas on Shabbos. So then to have a Tainus on Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos, which would only be fasting for a few hours on Friday night, is also not going to be good, not going to be an option, and therefore you can't bring a Raya, maybe in Rangumil's day, you're right. In Rabbeisi's day, Ulapasa Kabesi, that we do complete Tisha B'Av, that is on Friday. But back in the day of Rangomil, the Pesach was Rangomil, that we do not complete Tisha B'Av into Friday, into you don't complete Tisha B'Av into Friday night, into Shabbos, and you have no riot from the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, because that was a Yantav Derabbanan of bringing wood to the base of Mikdash. That's not considered a full, it's not the same Madrega Shabbos. Over there you can complete the fast, you can make a deek, they complete the fast, wouldn't be a riot to a case of Shabbos. Amar Beisif, Leisham, yes. Exactly. Very good. Amar Beisiv. Le Shamila Hashmaita. I didn't hear this statement of Ula who paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Amar Le Abaye. At Amr Nilan. At Amr Nilan. Vaha Amr Nilan. So this is famous. We've had this many times. The most recent time we had this was in Erev and Daf Yud. That Rabbi Yosi got sick. Rashi brings it. He forgot his learning. And he used to go back to the Spanish. We spoke about it. It's the ultimate anivus. That he was the Gadol Dar. Went back. Was corrected by his Talmidim to regain his learning. That's why in the end of Saita, Rabbi Yosi could say, don't tell me that Anav is gone from the veld. Va'ika Ana. I'm still around. I'm willing to embarrass myself, to put myself on the lowest levels in order to, of Busha, in order to get back my terror. So Abaye, very common, it wasn't always Abaye, by the way, in Chas, but very Abaye was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef, very common, I think it's the most common, that Abaye was the one to kind of reinstate a lot of the members. Abaye said to him, Rabbi Yosef, you're saying you don't remember this Pesach from Ula, that you go like Rabbi Yosef, they could finish a fast? You do. You're the one that told it to us. You taught it to us. It's your teaching. Anger is the Tazal. You don't make a Tainus at Tzibur Rosh Chodeshim. That's the price we quoted before. Now, he said about this Mishnah, Amar Vida Marav. Zudivir Meir, Shamar Shug Gamil. These are the words of Meir and Neymar Gamil. Rameir said Neymar Gamil. That you don't make a fast at Chilan on Purim, on Hanukkah, on Rosh Chodesh. But if it already is established, you leave it, but you don't finish it. Rameir was saying in Neymar Gamil that Lamais, you don't finish it. Aval, Chachamim, Aymer, Mesano, Mashlim. The Chachamim say, you do complete it. The Chachamim say, complete it. Now, what's he going on? Presumably, he's going on Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, and Erev Shabbos, which was Tisha B'Av that fell on Erev Shabbos, which was the case that our mayor added into the conversation. So, presumably, going all the cases, and we're saying that Aval, the Chachamim, say, Mesano. By the way, who are these Chachamim? The Chachamim are Basi, Rashi says. Look at the Bar Mashi. Chachamim are Basi. It's not plural Chachamim, it's Basi. Sometimes, when we want to establish halachas like someone, we say b'teres chachamim. It's like almost like a stam tana in order that should be the accepted din. So says Abaye, Rabbi Yosef, you taught us. Remember, you teaching us this brisa that we just quoted from before. And Rabbi Yehuda Amarav said these are the words of Rabbi Meir that said in Gamil that you don't complete a tainus on Erev Shabbos going Tisha B'Av that's going into Shabbos. However, the Cham argue, the Cham maybe is just Tasiach Rabbi Yosef, but Cham argue by calling Chamim, it shows that Rav paskins like that Shita. Now, my Labakula wasn't that argument on the entire statement, including the statement of Friday, a Friday fast, not just Rish Chodesh, not just Chanukah, not just Purim. La Yachanaga Purim. The dispute between the Chachamim that we're quoting in that memra and Rameir in the name of Gamil is Dafka Chanaga Purim, but maybe the Gabi Shabbos, Gabi Tisha B'Av, the fell on every Shabbos, they wouldn't have the same dispute. Hachanam Mestavr says Mar Sakam Mestavr, that's the Pshat. Tisakadat Hakulu, if it's not going on the entire memra, top of a maze, it's going on the entire memra, Habayamine Rabbi Ravuna, Rabbi asked the Shalom from Rabbi Yehuda, Vilay Pashalay. Let's think of what's going on over here. Who are we quoting just now in the Bahamad Ahmed? We quoted Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav. We didn't say the name of Rav. These are the words of a man. But Chacham argue and they say you do complete a fast on Friday. Remember, the Shaila was asked from Rabbah to Rav to it was actually asked originally to Rav Huna, and he didn't have an answer. So we started off just before. Rabbah asked Rav Huna, could you complete a fast on Friday? And didn't have an answer. He asked Rav Yehuda, could you complete a fast on Friday? Didn't have an answer. So Rabbah started extrapolating braises and we started to bring proofs. But if you now have a member from Rav Yehuda himself in the name of Rav, why would Rav Yehuda not have an answer? We see very clearly, according to Rav Yehuda, you could finish a fast going into Shabbos. Now you could have said, perhaps as a simple chilek, maybe the Rosh Hashanah speaks this out and I missed it. You could say there's a chilek. When we spoke and we started, there's different levels of fast. This is Tisha B'Av going into Shabbos and Rav Yehuda is passing you allowed to be mashlamit. And our Shiloh was about a private fast going into Shabbos could be mashlamit. But I guess the Gemara takes for granted that should be the same thing. That the same way, one could be mashlam Tisha B'Av, they'd be able to mashlam a regular fast as well. Okay, but says the Gemara, obviously, that memra was not going on the case of Tisha B'Av. That memra that you just quoted from Yehuda Rav was going to Tisha B'Av. Otherwise, Rabbah would have gotten a response from Rabbi Yehuda. He knows the answer. The answer is you could complete a fast. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't patient. Says the Gemara, but that's not a good deflection. You know why? Ultamech, according to your logic, we have another similar story. Who was the first person Rabbi went to? Rav Huna. And look at this. Hada darsh marzucha mishmei de Rav Huna. Marzucha darsh name Rav Huna. Halacha masada mashlam. Again, you complete the fast on Friday. The mice, they're all ending up with the same bottom line that Ula ended up with, that we pass a kabesi, that you complete the fast, but we have also, now in the name of Rav Huna, you complete the fast. Habayimine Rabbi Rav Huna, the first person Rabbi asked was Rav Huna, and the Pasha didn't have an answer. Ellen, what are you going to answer? Hamakami Deshama Devas Meshame. When Rabbi asked Rav Huna, he didn't have this psak. He didn't have an answer yet about that we pass like a BAC. And by the time he darshan later, and Mazucha said in his name, he arrived at that answer. So too, Rav Yehuda Marav, don't tell me the memra was only a Chanukah Purim, not regarding Tisha B'Av, Shecholias, Berev Shabbos. Don't say it wasn't going there because otherwise Rav Yehuda would have a psak. No, maybe when Rabbi asked Rav Yehuda, he didn't have a psak yet. And later he got the psak. Hachanami, Hamakam, the non-response when he said, I don't have an answer, was before he heard about Rav's statement. Once he heard Rav's psak, then he didn't know the answer. Now we quote the memory. We didn't have that memory yet. Now we just speak it out. Darish Marzuch Mishrei Davuna Halachim Mashlimim. Halach is that we complete the fast on a Friday. If Tisha B'Av falls on a Friday, we complete the fast. That's actually, so again, it's coming out. That's Ula's paskening like Rabbi Yosi. We have Rabbi Yehuda Marav. We're saying now Pashtas is paskening the Bam and the Amid like Rabbi Yosi. And now we also have that we also have Marzuch named Rav Huna paskening Rabbi Yosi. They're all saying that a fast of Tisha B'Av that falls out on Friday, again, it doesn't happen in our calendar anyway anymore, but a fast of Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, we would be mashlim the fast. Not like, let's just go over quickly the other sheetahs, the other opinions, not like Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, who argued Rabbi Yosi, or like Rav Gamliel and Rameir, who argued and said you wouldn't complete the fast, rather we're passing like Rabbi Yosi and like who else we have, Rabbi Yeshua, who both seem to hold that you mash on the fast. So it's interesting. In Rav Gamliel's days, they passed like him, that you don't complete the fast. But later on, they switched to say you complete the fast. One quick point, Hadron, before you officially say the words Hadron, one quick point, Alam the Shishaila, before you quickly start the next parak, on this topic of Tisha B'Av that was Nitcha. Tisha B'Av that was Nitcha from Shabbos to Sunday. So we touched on that before. What's the guideline? Meaning, is Tisha B'Av, Chazal knew that there's days that Tisha B'Av could fall on a Shabbos. And they remember, Tisha B'Av ultimately was a different sefer, was Takanas Chazal. So it's considered, it's a strong Darabanan, but it's Nachal's a Darabanan. So what's the Pshat? But Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbos, and Chazal say, we certainly don't fast on Shabbos, you push off to Sunday. Is the Pshat in that year, Tisha B'Av is Sunday? Tisha B'Av is not meaning, it's a Sar B'Av. The day that was supposed to be Naig, the Hanagas of Tisha B'Av, is Sunday, is the 10th of Av. Or no? Tisha B'Av is still that Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, but we can't fast the Tisha B'Av, so therefore we eat, and then we're mashlumit, we make like a tashlumen on Sunday. Is Sunday a tashlumen of Tisha B'Av, or is it the Tisha B'Av for that year? What's the nafkamina? Very kishmak, a shayla with nafkamina? Avitafmina. What if someone becomes a bar mitzvah on the 10th of Av? Looks like you have another afmina. Lazar, what were you going to say? Very good. We'll get to that in a second. Rabbi Shimon is one of the riyas of the Shaila. Very good. That's one of the riyas that we're in the Mikdash. We'll get back in a second. Very good. But that's correct. But the chief nafkamina they bring is very common nafkamina in different types of Shailas is when somebody becomes a bar mitzvah on Sunday. He becomes a mitzvah on the 10th of Av. If you learn that Tisha B'Av is really the 9th and the 10th is just a tashlumim, he doesn't have to make tashlumim for a fast he never had to make. On the 9th, he was a katan. On the 9th, he didn't have to fast. He has no chiv tashlumim on a fast he didn't have to make. And don't tell me about the three fasts you make before the bar mitzvah, because there's no real, I mean, it's very nice. There is a concept, actually, we'll get there in a second. There is, the place can bring, there is a concept of chinuch legabe fasting, there is. The three fast business, I'm not sure, I'm sure it's brought somewhere. I don't want to dismiss it, but I'm not sure where it's brought. But the point is, either way, he's still, he's not a mechuyiv to fast. And therefore, he wouldn't be mechuyiv in the tashlumim. But if you say the fast on that, this year, is the 10th, so he lucked out. He happens to be, his first day of being a bar mitzvah happens to be a day of fasting, and he's going to have to fast, because it's going to be a full fledged chiyuv. That would be one base. I'm sure there's enough minas, but that would be based on gemina. So the Marsham learns the Agar against Megayer, very good. Another Afghina Shkayach Leon against Megayer, same story, very good. So the Marsham leans towards the side that Sunday is Tisha B'Av. Chazal knew that the Tisha B'Av could fall, it's 1 in 7 chance, happens 50% of the time, it's going to fall on the Shabbos, right? So therefore, I mean, obviously we have our calendar now, that changes things, but in general, when it was just based on Kiddush HaChodesh by the Edom, it could happen one in seven chance. And therefore, those years, Tisha B'Av is Sunday. And that's the case. If that's the case, if Sunday is the actual Tisha B'Av, then for sure the kid has to fast. But he adds in there a svar also. It's almost like he's hedging. Even if the 9th is really Tisha B'Av, he should fast anyway. He should be fasting. It's like a hedge. Because that's when the challenge was posed. Does the cut have to fast or not? Does this bar mitzvah have to fast or not? The answer is he should fast regardless. But he's knighted to the tzad. If I have it correctly, he's knighted to the tzad that it's Sunday is the main day of Tisha B'Av. Avin Ezer says, Lizer, your svar, very good. Mechavin to Avin Ezer that the fact that there's a din to be knighted on the 9th, if the pshat is in this year, Tisha B'Av becomes the 10th, so then you shouldn't be able to have Dvarim Shabbat Sinah. The fact that we're not Dvarim Shabbat Sinah on Shabbos, that's a raya that what? The Shabbos is still the real day of Tisha B'Av, and Sunday is just a tashlumen. Because if it wasn't the real day, it wouldn't make sense that you'd be knowing Dvarim Shabbat Sinah. I could hear a svara like that, but I could have heard a svara that even though it's not Mamish Tisha B'Av, since it was supposed to be Tisha B'Av in a normal year, we're knowing Dvarim Shabbat Sinah. I could hear, okay. And the Ma'aseh Avnei says like you, very good. Shevet Alevi ultimately rules like the Marsham that Sunday is considered the actual Tisha B'Av on the year of Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. Sunday is the actual Tisha B'Av. It's not just a tashlumim. It becomes an actual Tisha B'Av. Again, there are some leniencies because of Nitra. But by the way, maybe you have another nafkamina. I'm surprised no one brought this nafkamina. There's certain halachas about Shavu Shechalbay, right? We're more machmir the week that Tisha B'Av is chalin. That whole week has more chamer dekadinim. If Shavu Shechalbay has more chamer dekad status, right? So, I mean, we as typically Ashkenaz basically has 3 weeks, and then we have the 9 days. From Shchedesh Av, we pretty much have the same status. I believe the Svardim take it up a notch. I think it's based on the Mechaber. They say the Shavu Shechalbay, us too. Shavu Shechalbay always has a little more stringency. The week of Tisha B'Av itself is more stringent. If you say that Shavuos, we know that Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday, there's no Shavu Shechalbay. That's the general rule. When Tisha B'Av falls out really on a Sunday calendar, there's no Shavu Shechalbay Sunday. There's no Shavu Shechalbay. Shavu Shechalbay is that week. There's no Sunday. It's a Sunday. If you say that it's Tashlumin, then you have the whole Shavu Shechalbay the week before. You just happen to have a Tashlumin on Sunday. If you say Sunday becomes the real day, you would no longer have a din of Shavu Shechalbay. The Chayyim would be Nafmina. Okay, so Gishmak and Nafminas. By the way, correct. Day of Tishrei also very good. Very good. That's absolutely correct. Very good. Not enough community. You guys are right. And the place can speak it out. There are certain leniencies that we say when Tisha B'Av is nutcha for the day after Tisha B'Av. The fact of making these leniencies would be a raya l'chaira that the 9th, right, that's what Lazer is saying, exactly. That's the shulman that... Very good, very good. Lazer's timing, very good. Lazer's timing, even if you're going to say that the 10th becomes the new Tisha B'Av, the fact that we have chumras on the next day is because, on the contrary, it seems like I think much of the bias was burning throughout, if not rave the bias, on the 10th. Chazal didn't want to make us fast 2 days, so they said fast on the 9th, and the 10th will still have some chumras to chatzayis. But once you make it the 10th, even if it's mamish, they have Tisha B'Av, there could be a svar, you don't extend it to the 11th, because it's only tashlumen. You can say it's not really tashlumen, but the 11th, it wasn't burning anymore. Very, very geshmak. Retort back to Araya the other way. Okay. Select the Berg. Yes. Very good. Can't go to the mikvah, so you can't become a ger on the 10th if it's Tisha B'Av. I hear. Okay. Misha Yetziu Nachrim. I'm not sure if that would be considered. It's Tainug. It's Tainug. It's washing his body. Being Megayer. Okay. Could be. Misha Yetziu Nachrim. A Ruch Ra. Now we get back to the topic of Tchum again. Someone that was born Avas Tchum. You know, once a person goes Avas Tchum, he's restricted. We've discussed this before, but here's where the Mishnah elaborates on it. He's restricted to his four Amas. We've discussed the Machlaikas. Does he have four Amas in both directions, or does he have four Amas total? So a big difference. If it's four Amas total, it's four square Amas. If it's four Amas in both directions, then it's 16 square Amas. Okay. So Misha Yetziu Nachrim. A Ruch Ra. If Nachrim, a Gayim, took him out of his boundaries, or ruach ra, or he had a spirit overtake him, and that caused him to leave his tchum. Now that he's out of his tchum, he cannot move more than the four amas of a new location, because even though he did not leave the tchum, badas, he's ruach ra, or the guy took him out, lemaisa right now he's out of his boundary, and he's restricted to four amas. Hechziru, what if they returned him to his tchum, kilayatza, if those, let's say these list him, the nachrim, took him out and put him back, then it's fine, it's as if he never left. Now that he's back in his tchum, he's free to go again. He's able to walk around at will. Halichulei Acheres. What if he brought him to another city? Nasu Bedir Abisar. Where they put him into like some sort of corral or some sort of like jail, which is, again, both out of Eschum. A new city out of Eschum, a jail, a corral. The point is that in this new place, it's we know a city, we said a whole city is like Dalamas. So what's the luck when a person's out of his boundary? Is he restricted to four? He's restricted to four Amas when he's in the middle of nowhere. But what if he's in the middle of another city? Is the whole city called four Amas? So we can move around the whole city, or no? He's still restricted to four Amas. Similarly, if he's in this dungeon or this corral where normally you put animals in there, so maybe there too he can go around the whole corral at least. Malachas Kula Itaka could traverse the whole area that he's in, including if he's in a new city, the entire city. Rabbi Shuvir Kiva, remember no? He's still restricted to four Amas. Once he's out of his tchum, he has a four Amas boundary. Four Amas boundary. The four Amas boundary applies even if he's in another full city. He still is stuck to his four. It was a story where four Tanaim come back from Padasim. They were traveling. They come back from this city, seemingly that was named. It was called Pardasim. It was apparently a city in the southern Italy. Okay, and they were coming back from the city. What happened? And the ship moved out to sea, 2,000 amas away from the port. So this ship moved 2,000 away from the port. So now they're out of the tchum. On Shabbos, so Rumiel and Ablaz Bazaya, they moved across the whole boat, seeming like they just said before that even when you're out of your tchum, you have either Dal Amos or the area that you're in, you can fully traverse. And the other two Tanaim of our Mishnah happened to be on the same boat. I'm sure Rabbi Kiva, Lezaz Mar Amos, they restricted, they stayed within their Dal Amos. Once they're out of the tchum, Shiraz Lach Marasim, because they want to be Machmer on themselves. We'll have to see the Mars in the library. What does that mean? Shiraz Lach Marasim, we just said before, they hold, they have to keep only four Amos. What does it mean over here? What's exactly the story behind this Machlaikas? We'll see more in the Gemara. Pamachas and Nixul Gamal Achachecha. One time it was the opposite way. La Namal, I should say. One time they came back to the port and they entered the port already was dark. It's unbelievable. Like in our days, these things kind of wouldn't be on our radar because we don't do boats over Shabbos that aren't docked. But back then, you'd be on a boat for a long time, and then you can come back and you're on the boat on Shabbos, and you can come back and the boat could end up arriving. The guy's driving the boat, and they arrive back with the boat in the port on Shabbos. And the shaila was, could they exit the boat, or they can't because they can't leave there? It's out of there. It wasn't part of the tchum when Shabbos started. They said to Gamil, sorry, what's our luck? Could we disembark from the boat? Were we within the tchum? And he said, yes, I was watching as it got to Banish Moshas to see if we were close enough. And we were within the tchum before it got dark, and therefore you can dismount, you can go down from the boat, disembark, you can go down from the boat, and we can go into the city, because we were within 2,000 miles of the city, so the city's all part of a tchum, not a problem, we can go off the boat. We get to a little bit, almost 6 to 8 to 10 lines of almost a gaza, just because it relates to Ruach Raf, our Mishnah. Three things cause a person to be Ivra Averis, Aldaitai, Valdas Kainai. It makes him go against his own desires, own will, his own self control, and the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eluhain, Ivdechavim, Gayim that pressure him to do Averis, Ruach Ra, this evil spirit that can overtake a person, and Daktukianias, and the pains of poverty that cause a person to go against what his real Das would be, and against the Das HaMakam Chalila and to do Averis. These three things cause Averis. Lamayin Afkamina. Okay. What's the bottom line? So the first, I mean, because even the Gayim, it doesn't sound like we're talking about Gayim that are his friends. These are Gayim that are pressuring him to do Averis. These are things that are out of his control, basically. Ruach Ra, Avichavim, and Daktukianias. Yeah, try not to be an Ani. Of course. I think most people are trying that anyway. way. So what's the nafkamina? We're telling the guy that these three things cause a person to potentially go against his own will and the will of Hashem. Says Amar, the Mabai, this probably cannot be a more appropriate time to learn this. The Mabai Rachamei. You want to know what we should be davening for, Rosh Hashanah? Here's one of the things we daven for Rosh Hashanah. Tonight, tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Rachamei Lai, we should daven for Rachmanis about these specific things. To avoid Chalila poverty, to avoid being overtaken by a Ruach Ra, Ruach Shtus. You find also the Gemara Lashon of Ruach Shtus, Nichos by Ruach Shtus, and a person does Sili Averis, or to avoid being pressured by Goyim to do things against what we want to do. Next idea in the Brisa. Shlosha ein roim b'nei Genim. Three people will not see the Pagan. The reason this comes up in the Brisa is this related, I mean, it's a continuation of the same Brisa, but it's related to one of the things we just spoke out. Three people will not see the face of Genim. They suffer in this world, they will not, they have a kapara, and they won't see Genim. What are these three people? Eilin dikduki anis, those that suffer the pains of the pain of being an ani, chaylamayan, someone who has stomach ailments, varashus, and someone who has a lot of creditors, someone who has lots of debt, which is interesting, and that's not the same thing as being an ani. Another taich, Rabbi Chalim brings, and this fits with the lashon of rashus that we have in Masechtas Avos, Rishus can mean government. Someone who's troubled by the government, he's busy with the government, and he has tsar to deal with the government. These people, they suffer in this world, and therefore they won't see Pinagenim. Fish, I remember some say, Afishas Yishara, someone who has an evil wife, Vidach. So it's a good taina. Someone's an evil wife, someone has a very troublesome wife, he never has peace of mind, that's a good chayr, that would seemingly be a starker pain in order to take away from him the pnei Gehenim. Says the Gemara of Edith, the Tana Kamba says, that's not a problem. There's a solution there. Ishura mitzvah garsha. There's a mitzvah divorce her. So he could have divorced her. He didn't choose his exit card that was available to him, and therefore we're not going to say that it's a suffering that can be avoided, and therore not necessarily is he saved from very pnei Gehenim. Says the Gemara of Edith, the first mandam, the mandam says that you do include Isha, Zim and the Ksuvim Ruba. You have a case with the Ksuvim is too much, you can't afford to divorce her, the ksuva is too much, in modern day would be that the alimony is too much, inami, isle bana mine, or they had children, and just because the children are must megarish, he can't be megarish because of the detrimental effect they'll have on the children. So he's forced into stay together, even though it's very painful for him, so that would be a reason why he won't be right pegenim. Lema nafkamina, meaning the Mara is asking us, okay, it's interesting knowledge, what's the bottom line? When the guy dies, after 120, he won't go to Gehenim, and he's going to say, why? I did all these affairs, I can't believe I'm saved. They'll say, yeah, because you suffer this pain. So we'll find out then, what are you telling us now? Because while he's alive, suffering this pain, he should appreciate to accept Mahava and say, wow, at least I'm going to have a clean slate in the world to come. Three people, they can die suddenly while they're both talking. It means it's an expression. A person who's talking represents a certain element of chias, and they could die while they're talking, meaning they're this close to death. Eluhain, chaylam ayam, people that have stomach ailments, chaya, a woman who's giving birth, who just gave birth, fed drunken, the person that's drunken, they typically touch someone who has jaundice. Lamanaf kamina. Okay, it's a very scary thing. What's the difference? To have shrouds prepared for them. These people should have shrouds prepared. I mean, maybe it's a fancy way of saying they should prepare their wills, they should have their affairs in order, because something dangerous could happen to them, they could at any moment. Okay. Amram Nachman, a couple lines on the dinim of the Mishnah, and then we'll stop to pick it up after Yom Tov. Amram Nachman Mishmuel. Yatz Ladas, a person who left the Schum Ladas, ain't Leil Arbamas. A person who went out of a Schum Badas, he's stuck now, he can only travel 4 amas. Now, this is a member of an Amira. It's clear from the Mishnah. We're talking about people that were brought out against their will. They're stuck to 4 amas. Pshita, Hashem Yishezu Nachrim. If Nachrim took him out against his will, Ein Leil Arbamas, he's restricted to 4 amas. That was the first thing in the Mishnah. Yatz Badas and Baili, you gotta tell me that person left willingly, that he only has 4 amas. Isn't that obvious? Ela'ema Chazer Ladas. Says the Gemara, Ela'ema Chazer Ladas. Switch it. Say Chazer Ladas, Ein Leil Arbamas. Chazer Ladas, he doesn't have more than 4 amas if he returned with Das, meaning he was removed against his will by the Nachrim. And now he came back with Das, even though he came back into the domain, since he had no right to come back, he's not able to move more than 4 amas. He doesn't regain the right to use within the whole tchum. In fact, Gemara still, that's also not a chiddush. Be medayka for the Mishnah. Hanami tanina, chzur nachim, if nachim bring him back, kiliyatza. What did the Mishnah say? If nachim take him out, now he's stuck to his 4 amas. If the nachim bring him back, then it's as if he never left, and he can move around. Make a diak, only because the nachim brought him back, could he move around. If he went back himself, he wouldn't be able to move around. Says Gemara, Hechziruhu, when they brought him back, who the key loyatza? That's when it's as if he never left, and therefore he's allowed to move around within the original tchum. Avol etziu nachrim, if the nachrim brought him out, the chazal das, he came back on his own. Make a diak that ain't le'el arvamas. Again, it's not the Mishnah doesn't say this explicitly, but we can infer from the Mishnah that when the nachrim took him out and he went back on his own, he restricted his 4 amas. So again, if I can infer from the Mishnah, what's of Nachman and Mashmul teaching us? It's our Mishnah l'chayra. Ela ema, another version of potentially what Rav Nachman was teaching us. Rav Nachman meant to teach us yatzal das, if the person went out the person went out, Ladas, he went out with his own knowledge, and the Nachrim brought him back against his will. Ein le ela arba amas. He still should to four amas. That's a very unique case. He went out willingly, fine, and the Nachrim brought him back against his will. So you may have thought that since the Nachrim brought him back, Lamais against his will, maybe now he regains his tchum, like we had in the mission with Nachrim bringing back and regains his tchum. Kamash by the no, he doesn't regain his tchum because Lamais went out willingly. Here he doesn't regain his tchum. Says the Gemara, that too you can infer for the Mishnah. Hanami Tanina, Haitiyu Bechziru, we said in the Mishnah very clearly. If the Nachum took him out and brought him back, that's when he gains his whole tchum back. Kilo yatsa, that's when it's kilo yatsa. Make a diak. When they took him out and brought him back, that's when it's as if he never left, and he gets back his full tchum. Ava yatsa ladas, if he went out on his own, lie, then even if they bring him back as his will, he will not get back his full tchum. So again, all these dinim, all these explanations that we're giving in the memra of Rav Nachman and Rav Shmuel, they're all true, but they're all obvious from the Mishnah. What's he adding to the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, no. Let's go with this last pshat, and we still have a chiddush from the Mishnah. We can still say it's not clear from the Mishnah. Why? Mal de tema, because I would have thought like this, that without Nachman's memra, I would have thought that let's study Katani. I can read the Mishnah as follows: Misha Tzu Nachrim Bechaz Ladas, one who the Nachrim took out and he went back with his own das. And the other Amas, he technically has four Amas. Alva Yatz Ladas Vechzru Nachrim, but if he went on his own das and Nachrim brought him back, Ki'il Layatza, that's also Ki'il Layatza. That's the Mishnah was saying when the Mishnah says Tzu Nachrim. I'm sorry, when the Mishnah says Hechziru Nachrim, it's even when he went out on his own. If Nachrim brought him back, that's considered good enough and he could traverse. Kamashma Rav Nachman is just really, what Central Gemara is saying is, he's clarifying what you took for granted in the previous Gemara, saying it's Meduik in the Mishnah, is not so clear, and he's clarifying the Deek of the Mishnah that only when the Nachrim both take him out and put him back does he have Faramas. If he did any part of it Ladas, whether it's the going back in or whether it's going out, he cannot go more than four Amas. We'll leave off with one question. They ask a question for Rabba. Everyone's always thought about this question. The person leaves the tchum, he's restricted to four amas. What happens if he needs to go to the washroom? Everyone, whenever they learn the halacha of being restricted to dal amas, once you're out of the tchum, is always bothered. What does it do? He's got to stay there for 8 hours on Shabbos. What happens if he has to go to the washroom? What's the halacha? And this can have many other ramifications in other scenarios where we have issur derabbanans that get in the way of going to the washroom. Amar lahem gadol kavod habrias shadeichas leisa shabbatayra. Kavod habrias is great in that it's deicha leisa say shabbatayra. And therefore, since Kavod HaBris is great, that's Zechel HaSeh Shabbatayra, therefore, we're saying that, by the way, as a general rule, Kavod HaBris is talking about Deicha Dereises. That's the irony. The lashon we always use in Shas is, I'm not going to focus on it now, we'll leave it maybe more for Matziyamtiv, but the lashon that we use in Shas is always that Gadol Kavod HaBris is Zechel HaSeh Shabbatayra, and we always use it as a proof that should be Deicha Derabbanans. The case where we had this in Shabbos, that's the most recent place I think we had it. The cases where we apply that Zdeicha is Durabunans. The Lushan is Shadeich Lesa Shabbatar. Okay. Armin Adai, Ipikachave, so we're allowing the guy to go to the washroom because it's Altkavar Abrias. And again, we're not being Deicha Lesa, we're being Deicha Durabunan. But bringing a proof, we're saying he could be Deicha certainly a Din Durabunan, and he could be Deicha the Din of Trum and find a washroom. So Adai says, if he's smart, he won't go further away from the Trum. He'll use the opportunity to look for a washroom on the way towards the Trum. And since he's allowed to now, he's going back by Fenheter, once he's back in, he's back in. Very interesting. Arnadai is saying that once he's back in, even though he came back in Ladas, since he came back in with the exemption, with the Heter of Kavod HaBrias, once he's back in, he'd be back in, and then he'd regain his full Tchum. Interesting Chiddush. We'll pause over here. Have a Ksiva v'chasiva Teva, a good Benjah, a Gzinger.